Hello, good evening, everyone. John Henry Soto here, along with George Batista, either on that side of me or that side of me. Welcome to Counterparts. As always, we are here at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're joining us, thank you, because we really appreciate the time that you spend with us. It's really been a pleasure for us, right, George?
Yes, absolutely.
He's so good.
I'm well trained.
You are. We are so excited because we're going to be talking today about the artist with Annie Levin. She's going to be talking about her site, activateanartist.com. You got to check it out. She's got an amazing blog, amazing content. We are going to have such fun today. So please stick around. We'll be right back. All right. Thank you very much, everyone. So like George and I are, we really geek out on the artist, and George and I are artists, and we're trying to figure things out as we go along. We want to help a lot of people who are also artists. And Annie is activating artists. Like, to me, that's when I first heard that, I was like, oh my God, that makes no sense. And I have a story that I'm going to tell during the show today about my wife, and it's going to be in that realm. So we're very excited to talk about this today. It's going to be a lot of fun. Before we bring Annie on, we have our sponsor, and I'm going to turn it over to George so he can actually do the honors.
Thank you, sir. Well, The Counterpart Show is brought to you by Wellness Resources, a family-owned and operated nutritional supplement company providing the highest quality, clinically formulated supplements since 1985. Find out why Wellness Resources supplements are the top choice of health-conscious individuals around the world. Make sure you go to myvitaminresource.com and check out all the supplements that they have available. And if you put in the promo code Counterparts, you will get free shipping on your order. And on top of that, those of you who would like to support your heart, they're actually having a special 25% off of all their heart health supplements and cardio supplements. So again, myvitaminresource.com, check them out, and I'm sure you will be glad you did. All right. So let's talk a little bit about our guest today. This is exciting, John. Like John said, we're always excited to talk about artists and the creative process. So today we're going to be talking to Annie Levin. She is a screenwriter, author, and co-creator of activateanartist.com. Her works include screenplays, memoirs, and children's books. Annie has created a nonprofit organization with her husband, Tab, The Perfect Day Box Foundation, with the mission to uplift, inspire, and give hope to children in need through the arts and imagination. Learn and brighter futures is their focus. And we are absolutely honored to be talking with her and have her on the show today. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Annie Levin.
Ooh.
Yes.
Hello.
And George, we had a little bit of a hiccup there at the end, so we're gonna reread the last maybe two sentences. We kind of hiccup. Why don't you do that?
Yeah. So basically, we talked about the foundation that she started with her husband Tab, which is called the Perfect Day Box Foundation, with the mission to uplift and inspire and give hope to children in need through the arts and imagination, helping children to learn how to build their imagination in order to solve problems and create brighter futures is their focus.
Yes. Good. Cool. Well, Annie, thank you so much. I also think I said Levin because I'm a dork.
Yeah, Levin.
Yes, you are.
Levin. So Annie Levin, yeah. But thank you very much for being here. It is awesome to have you on the show. One of the things that George and I constantly talk about is the artist, you know, because we have a lot of artists on the show. George and I are artists, and we, it's always, sometimes it can be a confusing thing. You know, there's a lot of things going on in the world sometimes that kind of pulls you away from creating. And we try really hard to kind of stay focused and try to get others focused on really what the purpose is. And being an artist is really a really high purpose. So we want to thank you on. We're going to be talking a lot about that. George, like I mentioned before we started, George is organized. He likes to mention that a lot. He likes to write things down. so he has a couple of questions. We're going to start off. I'm going to turn it over to George, and then we're going to start the conversation, and we're going to have some fun.
Wonderful. Absolutely. Thank you so much, sir. And by the way, if things kind of go in and out here, I'm having some internet issues today. So if anything, you know, kind of stops or gets a little dodgy, let me know. Other than that, but again, thank you so much for being on with us. We're very, very excited. So I want to hear about your journey. I want to hear about you kind of growing up and how you got into, you know, helping the artist and the blog and everything. So start from the beginning. Just tell us kind of, you know, especially for those folks who are not familiar with your work, tell us, you know, how it all started for you.
Wonderful. Well, first of all, I want to thank you both for allowing me to come on. I was so excited. I've seen your show. I love you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So my writing started with screenwriting. So my training actually was in screenwriting, and my focus was always characters, character-driven screenwriter. And really that all goes back to, you know, I grew up in a town of 300 people. And for me, I loved it. You know, I mean, the small town and then the next town was a little bit bigger and the other town was a little bit bigger. But what was beautiful about that was you really got to know people. And I think that's where I fell in love with people. Mm-hmm. And as I grew up, I found that I collected in my mind these characteristics of people. I was fascinated why some people succeeded and why some people didn't. And I never knew I was going to be a writer. I just loved people and went to college. And I think it really wasn't until after I graduated from college that I met a gentleman in California who was a screenwriter, and he introduced me to screenwriting. And I wrote Fade In and was hooked. I mean, it was just that simple. Wow. And so I was always able to draw on the ability to create characters. And again, I go back to the luxury of having a large family. I have 4 brothers, 2 sisters. I have more than 50 first cousins. So, and we're all close, you know, I know them all. I know all their names, you know? So a big part of my life is people. And so sliding from the screenwriting to the nonprofit, again, it's helping children, it's helping people, it's using artistry. And then we go to the blog, which is You Are an Artist. It all goes back to my love of people. And I read the definition, the second definition of artist, and I immediately knew that this was how I could help everyone. Because the second definition of artist is a person whose work shows incredible creative ability and skill, right? Wow. Exceptional creative ability and skill. This does not mean that just fine artists or artists. It means anyone who creates, right? Well, everybody creates time. Everybody creates schedules. We create every day. We create solutions. Some of us create problems, right? So that we can create solutions. And so just this idea that everyone has the potential to live the life of an artist, the freedom that an artist lives. And why does an artist live with freedom? Because they are themselves, right? When you're developing your craft as an artist, you really are tapping into you, because that's what makes you special, right? That's what you're selling as an artist, a musician, yes, a painter, a sculptor, but that's no different than a mom, right? Someone who's so good at being a mom, it's exceptional. And we feel it when we meet those people. They truly are. You're just in awe. My mom was an artist at being a mom, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Quite a few people I can think of when I was growing up who I was in awe of, that there was an effortlessness to them. Not me. When I saw it in them, I was always, that's special.
Wow.
When you can just be you, that's amazing. Yeah. And so the five steps that I came up with to help people, all people, including artists, right? This is also something painters and musicians can also tap into. It's how we can all elevate our livingness, right? So that we can experience that freedom. And it has to do with purpose. It has to do with mastering your craft. I could go on and on and on.
Yeah.
But I'll pause.
Yes. So that's awesome. You know, one of the things you said earlier, the definition of the artist, you know, you see that in people, like in business, for instance. I'll see someone, I've had managers and, you know, in jobs that I've had, they're just really good at that job. And it's almost, it's an art form that they've developed, you know, but you look at somebody in a suit and you think, oh, well, that's not an artist, that's a businessman. But they don't realize how much create it takes to actually be a really good businessman or a good doctor or a good, you know, whatever, you know. And so that's that really encompasses the whole planet. You know, we're all all are artists, you know, and pushing that through has been a sort of a challenge, you know, because I don't think people, I've had artists tell me, well, I don't know if I'm an artist, you know.
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, what? You know, or there's always this thing of wanting to be this, you know, I want to be that thing, you know, I'm trying to get to that thing, trying to have that thing, and not realizing that you first are an artist.
Yeah.
And you say, I'm an artist, you know, then you can create, and then you have that success. And it seems like it goes backwards a little bit. It's like, I want to have success, so I'm gonna do this thing so then I can be that thing.
Yeah.
And it's exactly. Like backwards.
It's backwards.
You know, it's so crazy. But that's a big family. You're like an honorary Puerto Rican. growing up with such a big family, and also the idea that the characters, you know, character, because you know I'm a writer myself, and I love characters and character driven stories. Mm-hmm. Were there a lot of characters growing up that you were like, as you're writing now, you're like, you're remembering all these characters?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, I studied kind of loosely the craft in the beginning with regards to screenwriting. And one day I said, okay, I am going to take this seriously. I'm going to write a screenplay. Whether or not I can do it depends on this script, right? I'm going to give it up if it's no good. Well, I chose to write about my family. And I ended up, there's a competition called the Nichols Fellowship for screenwriters. They call it the most prestigious screenwriting competition. And I submitted to that competition and finished in the top 3%. I got all the way to the semifinals, which was like unbelievable. But it was, I recognized it was simply my ability to duplicate what was so lovely about these characters. I didn't make anything up. I just duplicated, right? And so I always say to myself, well, if there's anything you can do, Annie, you can duplicate.
Right.
So my father, it was just this great character. You know, he was like a 10-year-old, the joy of a 10-year-old, you know, as an adult. And so I had a lot of fun capturing, you know, him and, of course, all my brothers and sisters. They're all uniquely, well, you know, our mom and dad were wonderful. And so there's lots of different kinds of wonderful. And it was a comedy. And that was what I cut my teeth on was family. So great question, John.
Yeah. And there's such a, thank you. There's such a joy in and when you meet someone that just didn't lose that child, you know, that childlike, or that at least that excitement about living.
Yes.
Because life has a way of, you know, beating you down a little bit.
Yeah.
And, but when you meet these characters, and I've met quite a few of them, and you're just like, wow. And, you know, of course, somebody who's very serious will be like, oh, he's so immature. You know, and I'm just like, no, I'm trying to be that.
Yes.
You know, it's awesome. That's awesome.
Well, I was also very lucky because there was a lot of diversity. I mean, I grew up in a small town, but I was very active in sports and met a lot of characters that way. In fact, I was, and it paid off. I actually played fast pitch softball in college 1 year, but I played, which was awesome. Yes. But I went on later to be hired by Coach Payton for the Saints to write a screenplay about you remember after Hurricane Katrina, they had the whole thing in the Superdome, and it was just, it was terrible. Oh, yeah. And so the Saints didn't play at home for a whole year.
Right.
And so the next season, they had a magical season. And the screenplay I wrote kind of encompassed that year, that magical year. So it was nice. I was able to take my love of sports and be able to bring my love of the culture and mix them together. So it's just, it's been a wonderful experience, you know.
I love it. Writing. Love it.
Mm-hmm. So, I have a question, because this whole concept that you talk about as far as just being the artist and being exceptional, right? Like the quote that I know that you had is, to the degree that you do anything exceptional, you are an artist, right? That, and it's not something I've really thought about in that way before, right? And you know, you think about young people who are, they want to, you know, they think of artists, of course, they think of being the musician, the painter or the actor or that type of thing. And then they may grow up in a family where their parents or whatever really didn't place value on doing those things, right? Yeah. They may, you know, oh, my kid's going to be a starving artist. My kid's going to be, you know, because of course they're not thinking that way. They're thinking, oh, the artist is just a taboo type of thing. Yeah. What, you know, what would you say to like younger folks who are trying to find their voice in arts, but let's say their family that is not as supportive?
Well, so I have four sons, and what I have said to them is, well, there's always two sides, right? There is the practical, right? You have to be able to survive.
Right.
And then there is fine-tuning your craft, you know? So if you want to be an artist, and we're talking like music or that type of art, you really have to be willing to experience giving everything to it at the same time surviving.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
You know, so as long as you know that that's what it's going to take.
Yeah.
Then there you go. You know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. It's that idea of, you know, people can be born with talent, but the skill level has to be developed.
Correct.
You know, there are a lot of people that are extremely talented, but just didn't really address the skill part. And, you know, the suppression that some artists get, you know, younger, you know, family, I think a lot of it has to do with how the industry puts certain artists on a pedestal, you know, to such a degree that everyone else is sort of kind of down here, you know, and people don't realize that there are 99.999% of the artists. We may not know their names, but they're out there. They're creating at a high level.
Yes.
You know, and you know, what you see on the news and the, you know, these guys, that's another thing. It's a great thing, you know, and it's wonderful. But, you know, being an artist means that you get up and you create and you figure out how you can put food on the table while creating. Yes.
While creating, right.
You know, and I always find that this is, sometimes I'm people call me a names for saying this, but because you making an excuse, nobody really cares if you are making excuses that you can't. I'm working, I can't create. Yeah. I'm working, I can't. Well, okay.
Yeah.
Now what? You know, we can't crank out a machine and give you more time. We all have the same amount of time, you know. Is that something like putting something? I want to talk about your blog, but putting something like that together. What was your main purpose on it, besides obviously helping the artist? But was there a moment that you realized you were like, this is what it is. This is, I want to activate artists. Like, what was that moment?
It was when I looked the word artist up in the dictionary.
Okay.
Right? Yeah. It's like, okay, I cannot remember. Oh, no, that's not true. I was working on a script called The Art of Healing, right? Mm. And so my main character was an artist. And I was, you know, looking into this idea how artists use their art to heal, right? That sometimes they work through maybe problems they're having through their music or through their writing. And so I was working on this and I was really having a hard time finding this character, right? Mm-hmm. Really couldn't pinpoint who this was. And I just decided to look up the word artist. And I read the second definition and it just stopped me in my tracks. I mean, I've always felt a strong desire because I love people to help. And when I read that, I kind of felt like, oh my goodness, this is like a hidden jewel. Like it's been here, but nobody's seen it.
Right.
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 I didn't make up the definition, you know, it was there. And so I immediately hit with, I want to help people understand this. I want people to know that you can be an artist. I mean, I guess for me, the importance of artistry and why I would like everyone to have the opportunity to experience the life of an artist is because there is freedom and there is peace. There is effortlessness in this. Once you find your voice, right? George, you were asking about kids finding your voice. I encourage everyone to find their voice because in that, it's beautiful, right? And I want to share this beauty with everyone. I remember talking to a gentleman who had a business and he had 200 employees, and we were just discussing this concept of being an artist. He broke down and cried when I looked at him and I said, oh, so you're an artist. And it was like he just for the first time someone acknowledged, because you had said it earlier, John, building a business is an art form. It's artistry.
Absolutely. Right?
And so it's about validating you. It's about validating every individual, because once you find your voice, right? Because that's at the center of what we bring to everything that we do in our relationships, in our work. No matter where you go, there you are.
Right.
You know? So. Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm just wondering, I'm kind of piggybacking on that. What do you think are some ways where someone who is confused about what their voice is, mm-hmm. what are some things they can do on their end to try to find that voice? Like, I know for me, for example, like I loved music ever since I was a kid. Mm-hmm. And it just, there was something about music that was powerful for me. But once I actually started to play music and, mm-hmm. and I got together with John and he introduced me to a whole new world of music when I was a kid, that I knew that this was something I'm going to do for the rest of my life. Mm-hmm. And the funny thing is that it, for me, it was more effortless than I thought it would be. Mm-hmm. And then that's when I thought about it. I said, well, you know what? This has been inside me mm-hmm. forever. Since yeah. I was born, I'm actually now actualizing it. I'm actually doing it. Okay. Yeah. So I knew at that moment that was it. But what about folks who are conflicted or they're confused about, and they're not sure what their voice is? What kind of advice do you have for them?
Yeah.
I always start with purpose, mm-hmm. right? In fact, I'm working on creating an online course to help people actually put into words their purpose so that they can use it like it's practical, not a broad stroke about the purpose of life, but who are you? What is it that you bring to everything that you do in your life? And so if you can know you, then finding that voice is so much easier, because you know what? That voice is you.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so
right.
That's for me, you know, my first step in the five steps of becoming an artist. The first is accept the challenge. And part of that is committing, but it's also knowing your purpose, because yeah. it all comes from that point, and we emanate. And our voice is not just in our, like I said, it's not just in our poetry or our writing or our music. We take that same voice. And when you and John talk, you come from that same place.
Right.
Right. So I always like to say, being an athlete, a lot of times I like to correlate things to sports. So I think about golf. So when you hit the sweet spot, it's effortless.
Yeah.
Right. Are you, when you swing the bat,
yep.
right? And you hit the sweet spot, it's effortless.
Mm-hmm.
When you shoot basketball,
yeah.
and it rolls off your tips, your fingers, mm-hmm. it's effortless. When you are, when you know your purpose and you're operating from you, it's that sweet spot. And it's your ability to solve problems expands. Right. Because right. nobody thinks like you. There's no one on earth who thinks like you. Right. There's no one. There's no one else on earth like you. Nowhere. Anywhere. Anywhere. Right? And so.
Yeah.
I lost my.
That's great.
No, it's OK.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to actually also mention the gentleman that you mentioned earlier, the business. Probably the reason why he broke down and cried was because you validated a purpose that he had that he probably didn't know he had, but it just was never validated.
Right.
And when you did that, you know, how can you not cry? You know, it's like,
yeah.
it's his moment that he realized, wow, you know, and I love the stories also of artists that, during the last couple of years, you know, I don't want to talk about that, but the last couple of years, a lot of people were home and they realized they were artists at one point, and, you know, the workaday world got a hold of them and they had families and they walked away from it. But because they had this time, more guitars were sold during that time. A lot of instruments. Yeah, a lot of online music was being streamed and films and things like that. So there was a lot of art in the house, you know, in the homes. So and afterwards, now they're actually out there playing and creating more. So there's a wonderful idea of what you were saying about purpose, because they're you're home now. You're thinking, oh, what was my purpose at one point? It was to entertain, to make people feel good with music or with writing or whatever, you know. And that was a wonderful thing. I love that. Now, I want to talk about your blog. I'm going to actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to just show the site real quick. And hope I spelled everything right. Activateanartist.com. So please check that out, folks, because it's, I've read quite a bit of it. Yeah, absolutely. And you had one on there about how to find happiness, and the answer really may surprise you, you know. And I was like, okay, you know, and it was right, you know, it was like, oh yeah, you know, it was very surprising. It was very, you know, it's weird. It's surprising and yet not surprising, because when you reach there, then you realize, oh yeah, that's where I should have been. How did I not see that? But there's this thing of that occludes us sometimes, and we don't see what's right there in front of us, you know. So I want to talk to you a little bit about your writing and your style, and when you go into like a new blog, how do you get your motivation to write something? Is it from daily life, or is it something that you're experiencing?
It's a combination. Originally, I was introducing the five steps of becoming an artist, and so it was a little bit more following those steps, and as I went on, I just started to expand into the concepts of those steps, and then it became just things that inspired me. And and it's interesting, because when I would go to write a blog, I would not end until I had a realization. Right. Oh, so it was wonderful. It was as wonderful for me to write it, because the whole purpose was always to uplift, right? Is to give a little bit of perspective. I've always said, I do not give advice. I give perspective. And then you can make your choices based on the perspective. And really, my perspective comes from this viewpoint of artistry, and that life can be beautiful, and we are granted gifts when we are created, right? And it's not so much that we have to grow and become something or someone. We really just have to remember, right? Because it was there in the beginning, right? And we kind of, you know, kind of run into life here and there, and it's really about getting back in touch with what's already there. It goes back to the voice, right? Yeah. It was always there. When you played the drums and you went, wow, this is it. It's because it was always there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is an interesting thing with George, because I'm like, I think 4 years older than George. So I was listening, I was bringing him music, but when we got it, I was like, hey, we should start a band. You know, we had one of that moment. And I said, he needs a drum set, you know. So for his birthday, we got him a drum set. His mother went, I went with them. I set it up from pictures that I saw. I didn't really know, but I set it up. And I think within like a couple of weeks, George was already playing with fills. And he was playing, And it was like, it was already there. Like, we already knew that this was just a thing. He just needed the instruments, you know. Yeah, and it was just a wonderful thing. So that's definitely true. I love that. Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Do you mind if you don't have to go too deep, but can you talk a little bit about the five steps?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. The first step is accept the challenge, which again, in any area, deciding to become a mother or a father, right? You have to consciously make the decision. Too often we just kind of,
get caught up with it
as opposed to going, okay, I'm going to be a mom and then therefore be responsible, right?
Right.
So you starting cause, right? You're starting in a good place to begin with. I go into purpose on that step of accepting the challenge. Then we go into step two, which is define the rules, right? And of course, you know, as artists, we know that we define the rules so we can break them.
Right.
Right. Because that kind of,
I was like, rules? Wait a minute.
But it's important. It's so important to know the playing field, right? You have to understand the game you're playing.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. And the ability to differentiate comes in there.
Right.
You know, and then the third is master your craft, which is just do it, right? Just do it and do it and do it and do it and write and play and play. Be a good mom, be a good mom, be a good mom. Teach, 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 form, form, form. You know, you just, it's the learning process, right?
Right, right.
And if you always go back to the earlier steps, if those are in, that step's easier. Right. To master your craft. Right. So it's like when my kids were young, they took gymnastics and it was such a great example of life, because if you can't do a single flip, if you can't master that, you're never going to do a triple.
Right.
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 Because you have to it's all about the technique. You have to master the first one. So by the time you get to master the craft, if you've followed the first two steps, it's enjoyable. Yeah. And somebody said something to me today, a good friend of mine, Catalina, just the idea that if you're not enjoying it while you're doing it, well, you're not going to get any joy back.
Right.
100%. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So that was a lovely conversation I had with her today. And then step four is to elevate, right? Who we coming into the exceptional. So we can master the craft and some of us do, and that's good enough. My dad used to say that all the time, good enough. and that's what we need to survive maybe in life, you know, but if we want to push into that higher, realm, get closer to God, you could say, right? Get into that other place. We elevate, right? So we allow ourselves, and it comes naturally. I mean, honestly, if you master your craft, there is a moment where it opens up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And you elevate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. But you have to be willing to. Some people, you know, may go, this is good enough, but elevating. And then the last one is where you infuse you. So now at this point, you've found your voice, you've tapped into when you elevate, and now you just do that. And so now you're in a different place than you were two steps before. So I always like to use a mom, right? Or a parent. When I had my first son, Travis, I was terrified. Not of him, but of being a parent, right?
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I had my fourth son, Chase, that I finally went, okay, I think I know that I might be able to do this, right? Right. So it was just, you know, number of times.
Yeah. I love that. And it's such a good flow. The steps, I really love it. I love elevate because then it puts me on the same eye level with a lot of people, and I could.
Yeah, that's very rare. So
I'm really looking forward to elevating.
Don't worry, John, get on my shoulders. You'll be good.
So I want to give just a couple of shout outs. Unfortunately, some of the names don't come up, but somebody said, "What's up?" So So Facebook sometimes doesn't give us their names, so I apologize. Brian is he says, what a cool vibe on the show. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thumbs up. And amen, sister.
From nice.
Cool.
One kind of little observation I wanted to make on that is in when you talked about knowing the game.
Yeah.
And you talked about that differentiation. I think sometimes they get caught up in that piece of it because they think whatever it is, it could be from a mom to a musician where they think, well, I have to be like that person. Yeah. John and I have talked about it on this show. We have to be like another show. We have to be, you know, but then there's that part that, and you talk about it where you say, be yourself because there's no one else like you,
exactly.
You know, and it doesn't matter. And then you think about it and you say, oh, you know, there's so many successful people in the world doing so many different things. And there are people out there who are not like anyone else,
yeah,
but yet they're successful. Right. Yeah. You know, and you know, they weren't copying some, they were just being themselves. And I think, you know, people have to kind of learn how to do that more. Yeah. Instead of, you know, like, you know, we even talk about the record industry, right? They wanted everyone to be exactly the same way and that type of thing. And it's like, it is kind of a trap sometimes, but like you said, finding your voice is so important in that.
Yeah.
Yes. And each and every one of us. I mean, I've had so many like, wow, moments, you know, diving into this and really dissecting it and understanding it for myself because I couldn't write about it unless I understood it. And again, it mostly goes back to my love of character development and like that's kind of backed into it a little bit.
Yeah.
But there are so many fascinating little nuggets. Like I always like to say, certainty is what confidence wants to be. And when you first look at that, it's kind of like, well, what in the world does that mean? But when you understand what certainty is, that's that calm, peaceful place, right? And then you have confidence, which is, I'm confident.
Right.
Which is a good thing. I mean, you want people to be confident.
Right.
But there is a higher plane, which is certainty.
Right.
Right. I'm confident I can do it. And then I'm certain. So like I think about my husband, Tav, who plays guitar. And he's been on stage and tens of thousands of people. And he is so calm. I have never seen him get nervous. But calm certainty. Because he knows. In fact, when I met him, he said to me, I am who I am. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It was so simple.
Right. You
know? Yeah. So to be able to just be you is so powerful, right? Because, you know, with confidence, you think you have to add some energy into it, be it, as opposed to the power that comes from just being certain, right?
Yes.
So I always like to say, this is the secret weapon against everything that tries to stop you, right? Knowing who you are, because if you can just be there, and it doesn't matter if somebody comes up against you and they want to stop you, right? I don't like that. Yeah. Don't do that.
Right.
You know, it used to be, it would rattle me. Oh, but there was a point where I went, well, I know who I am. I know that my intentions are good. I know that I love. And if I've upset you, okay. But I'm not going to cower, right?
Right.
So there's this beautiful power that comes with just certainty. Yeah. And that's all part of becoming an artist. And that's when you get your screenwriters who just write, songwriters who just write. They know who they are. There's even think about it. They just do, right? It's wonderful. And so I just keep saying, we all not just artists, but like everyday people. I don't even want to say everyday people, just us normal people.
Yeah.
We can all do that, right? We can all take those five steps and apply it to what we do in life and in our relationships with our kids, with our spouses, with our family, friends. I don't know, what other kind of relationships do we have with God?
And it's such a, it feels so much more, it's going to sound cheesy, but it just feels so much more fun to try to be certain, to, you know, to try to strive for certainty than it is to try to get for confidence. Because confidence seems like it's this enforceable thing where people are, well, you got to be confident. Well, now you got to kind of put on a suit or something, and you're like, but certainty is just you.
Yes.
You know, and when you're just you, then you don't have to really put on a suit because you are the suit. You are that.
Exactly.
You know, and so I love that viewpoint. And also to just go back a little bit when you're talking about, you know, the rule, you know, kind of rules, but knowing the playing field. That's another thing that George and I talk about a lot, because it seems to get demolished because there's so many different viewpoints and everyone thinks, well, this is the way you got to do it. That's the way you got to do
it.
And some new person coming into an industry, whatever the industry is, they're going to be smacked around, you know, trying to figure out, well, they said that I should do this and they said that I should do this. You have to just understand the playing field.
Yeah.
There are a lot of players and no one plays the same. They may be playing on the same field, but the field is massive and they're all playing their games and they may be doing it. Some of them may be unethical. Some of them may be doing it confused. You know, like a whole career just of confusion.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and so, but understanding that, that's such a huge, huge thing. So it, you know, but the decision and then understanding what you're playing. Man.
And words.
Yeah, and
words. I love words. That's you know, as a writer, you know, you use words, but there was a point separate from writing, more from researching, right? Because I do a lot of research. I love history. And understanding the power of words changed my life. You know, and as you can see, like with artists, recognizing that there's more than one definition. So sometimes you talked about confusion, right? Yeah. And sometimes it's simply we're using the wrong definition. Like someone says something to us and we're going, wow, okay. I thought it meant that.
That's true.
So I've, made all these steps.
That's true.
But all this time I thought that advice that person gave me meant this. Right. And now we're all the way over there.
Right. There's no industry dictionary.
Yeah.
You're right.
It's like it's all over the depending on the experience. It's people's experiences. Yeah. They come up. They conjure up their own, you know, experience. You know, but yeah, words are really, really, really huge. My mom always said that. Yeah, you got your dictionary right there. There you go.
That's it. Look at that.
Yeah, my mom always said that I was really gooder with words.
I love your mom.
Yeah.
She was awesome.
Yeah, she was. So let's talk a little bit about what you're actually working on right now, and take us into like the future of your, you know, of Activate an Artist.
Mm-hmm. I am currently working on an online course, and it's helping people put into words their purpose. So we're going all the way back to step one, really undercutting everything. Really, if you want to be a great salesperson, you have to tap into that power. That's you, right? It's like, why is somebody going to buy from you and not from that person? Right. Well, it's most likely because you connected.
Correct.
You connected with that person. So I wrote a book, and it was the working title is The Purpose of Purpose. Am I using my hands too much? Cajun, sorry.
Or Italian.
Yes, Arata. The book I wrote because I just woke up one day and I actually said out loud, how can I help like the world? And I said, well, I know what my purpose is. I was at some point very fortunate to come to understand how to put it into words. So I went, okay, so how did you do that? And so I worked backwards and came up with the formula to be able to put it into words. And then I realized you can't just give someone the formula. You have to give them perspective. You have to orient them. You have to give them a little direction, right? And so the whole online course became this from this book. And you know, I am working with a wonderful woman out of New York who is a literary agent, and she has been amazing. And I have never written or thought in terms of, you know, you don't use the word marketing, you use share or whatever it is, right? But I've never worked from that perspective. I've always just written from character, like right. Everything I write is from this place. But she helped me shift so that I could understand how to take this concept of purpose, which is also spiritual fingerprint, right? It's that original imprint, that creation, that moment that is you. And so she has really been helping me develop this, as she always says, there's no book, Annie. I'm going, but I wrote it. She's going, no, there's no book. And I went, okay. She said, it's just you're building an idea to pitch to a company, a publishing company.
That's interesting.
And, and then there's the book. And I went, oh, okay. So you see, I learned that. But what I realized that in doing that, all of this work with her, that I'm like, oh, I could do this wonderful course. First, I was thinking seminar, but then, you know, people really have gotten used to doing things online. And I went, well, that's even more wonderful.
Yeah.
So I did some research on what was out there. And I thought, okay, if I just create a course that captures my blog, which is my love of people, my true, genuine love and desire to want people to be inspired and be happy and fulfilled. So if I could create this beautiful course, that would make me happy. And it would, you know, be a part of my purpose. And so, so I've written the script and created my, you know, studio. We kind of did a first run and realized we didn't know what we were doing.
Well, you realize, right?
You guys have hardcore microphones there, so you need audio, right?
And if you want to
create this experience that's beautiful for people, you really want to take them from this place and gently invite them to this other place, right? Because I can't tell them what their purpose is. They have to accept the challenge, right? To find the rules, master. We're doing that through the course. Yeah. That by the time they get to the three steps of defining your purpose, they want to.
Right.
And their perspective has been shifted so that they can find the answer, right? Because they're the only one who knows the answer. It's like only you know who your purpose is.
Right.
So, that's what I've been spending probably the last 6 weeks, just, you know, you've got to figure out how to build a platform on your, there's a lot of things to learn, right? Defining the rules. So I had to go back, you know, accept the challenge of creating this course. And then I went into the defining the rules and how do you play this game and what kind of microphone do I need and lighting and, you know, I'm not 37.
Right.
And so writing becomes very important.
But it's awesome because you're actually doing the actual steps as you're creating the course. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's going to give you so much more, insight into helping others. Right. We've done a lot of webinars and we've done a lot of courses and we've done a lot of online different services. And I can say there are not many. I can't even think of one actually right now that the elements that you're actually describing. So that's actually really exciting to see something like that, because I think a lot of people, they get lost out there. The courses, I think a lot of them, there's a guy or a gal and they're there and they've done some stuff. So they're going to talk about how great they did their thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then I was walking down the street and I ran into Martin Scorsese and he just happened to like my face and he put me, not that extreme, but I mean, they have experiences that are, and nobody's going to have, it's what you were saying about going back and really breaking down what they need to actually confront, the decision that they have to make, you know, I love that. And that's going to be very successful. And I'm excited about that. So very well done.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So George, I'm going to, if you have a question on your notepad there and you're loosely.
Oh, hi, George.
Hey, my friend. Hey.
Well, we're at an hour, if you can believe that.
Oh, my goodness.
It's unbelievable how this stuff flies. It's
and it amazing. Always happens because we love having these conversations with amazing people and we get lost in the conversation. I'll look up and I'll be like, oh, okay, it's an hour. But let me just put the site up here again and I'll keep it on there so people can check that out. So someone now is watching this, they're out there, they say, okay, I want to reach out to Annie and I want to ask her questions because I need some help.
Yes.
And where should they reach out to?
You go to activateanartist.com and you subscribe. And then you have the opportunity to send me a message and I will respond to you. Be happy to respond to you, talk to you. If you have any questions or want to know more about purpose. And also it's great. Is not a word.
It's not.
I just tell me that. I just said it. I heard it.
I constantly say that. So.
So anyway, subscribe, and that way I can send out to people when the online course is available. If people are interested as well, that way I can send them and say, hey, it's up. You can check it out.
That's so awesome. Yeah. And I think is a word. I had it on my wedding vows. I think that's how I started it. So Annie, thank you so much for being on the show. This is awesome. And I'd love to have you back because you are a screenwriter. I'm a filmmaker and I love writing and just having a conversation about characters and that whole process would be something that I would love to dive in and have a conversation with you on that.
Oh, so I would love that.
That'd be fantastic. We'll talk and we'll have you back and also when the course is out. So that'd be fantastic. So thank you so much for joining us. It's been a
pleasure. Thank you.
Yes. Wonderful.
Cool. Wow.
Wow.
This is why we do this.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, it's interesting how deep we get in these shows, but it's like for me, it's like therapy for me too.
It really is.
You know what I mean? It's
and it's always different. We may say that we talk about these things and we break down these things, but when someone like Annie comes on, the perspectives are different. Her steps are amazing. The course is going to be amazing. And it just really, it brings us to another level of understanding. And that's all we're really trying to do is trying to increase people's level of understanding, their awareness, and just bring more happiness into the world. And
absolutely. It's funny because we've talked about movies, like, for example, in the past few shows, we've talked to directors and actors and we talked about movies that make you think, but her blog And the things that she's writing, even for myself, I was reading it the past few days, and I was like, holy cow. Yeah. And I walked away with like another concept that I didn't even think about. And that's how you know, it's like, okay, you know what? This is different, you know? Yeah. So 100%. Very good stuff.
Thank you, Joe and John. Appreciate it. Thanks for watching the show. Appreciate y'all. All right. Sometimes I don't want to finish. I'm like excited. I just want to keep talking. But we are going to wrap up. Yeah. We're going to wrap up. We will see you all again next week, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can go to counterpartsshow.com and check us out live there. You could also download our app. And once George and I really, really learn how to use it, we'll be able to interact. I keep saying that. We know how to use it.
It's a good joke, John.
Yeah, it's just a joke. But yeah, get the app and you can watch it right there on the app and send us messages as well. And that'll be a lot of fun. So thank you everyone for watching. We'll see you next week. George, as always, a pleasure. Thank you, Annie, for joining us. And as always, peace.